You see, we're all totally individual. And when we see somebody who's really effective, we say, oh, I want to do it that way. But that's your handicap, because you're trying to take your facilities and do it their way. And that is not its maximum potential. Your maximum potential is to say, yes, I see that, and that brings up something in me. What's my way? And then your way actually isn't your way. It's the universal way. The same energy will come through you, but it'll come through your uniqueness, your experience, and it'll probably be more effective for that person because you are connecting with something in them that's actually telling you to say, tell me this way. So it's your uniqueness, their uniqueness, in this unique moment. Two more things have just come up about being with people and helping them to see themselves more clearly. Usually, a person's behavior, and the more marked it is, the more it's true, is the opposite to how they feel on the inside. So if they're angry and aggressive, it's usually trying to protect something that's really vulnerable and delicate. So often, the behavior is covering up its opposite. The other thing is this. Somebody was just mentioning that in the Satori group, if they sit with somebody who's angry and they just sit, often the anger melts away. It's like this, you see. When we're with people, what we say and what we do is only a fraction of what's going on. There are frequencies, there are vibrations going on. Some people say it emanates through the heart. Some people say it emanates through the solar plexus. I think it's more through the heart. We receive through the solar plexus and we emanate through the heart. And one of the biggest things I've seen as change for people is listening, hearing, accepting, and disconnecting from any judgment. When a person feels seen and they don't feel judged, change happens on its own. It's like magic. Just being there.